Hi, I'm Cathy Elliott. I'm the Chief Exec of the Community Foundations for Merseyside and Lancashire, and I'm very delighted to be here at Funding Pioneers 2010. In terms of tips that I give an organisation about becoming more sustainable, we've done a lot of consultation recently with community leaders in Liverpool, particularly around the Big Society Agenda and the Spending Review. And a lot of things that are coming out are around considering collaborations, considering mergers, improving training, particularly around business planning and financial planning. And I think organisations at this time need to have a look at within themselves, revisit their mission and vision and their core objectives and their core business. And do they need to be working in a different way? Do they need to carry in the same direction? Do they perhaps need to even close down? Or do they need to collaborate or merge with someone else? I think then in terms of engaging with funders, what came out of our report was that the voluntary sector want a much better relationship with public sector. They want more transparency, they want better tendering processes. And I think generally across private and public sector, it's about having better levels of communication and understanding each other's objectives better. And you can only do that through influencing and communication. It's very important for charities and community groups to demonstrate their impact. There are people doing amazing things out there, they've got amazing stories to tell, but groups and charities need to understand the social needs across their area, and I'm sure they do, but they need to really look at how that information is presented and how they are contributing. Whether they're a scout group, a community cafe, a disability organisation, whoever you are working within the community, you need to understand your impact and you need to communicate that effectively. And then looking at examples of innovative funding practice, I think we're seeing a lot of things within the Community Foundation, not only in Merseyside, but across our whole network in the UK. And increasingly looking at more at sustainable funding options or providing seed funding. We funded a project up in Lancashire, which they wanted to set up a community cafe. Rather than giving the money for the community cafe, we gave them the money for a research project, and then they issued community shares to get their cafe up and running so it was sustainable and owned by them rather than the grant maker. And I think those kind of practices are incredibly, incredibly successful, and we are seeing more social enterprises and social entrepreneurs emerging. I think it's a fascinating time, and people really need to sort of look at the different ways in which they can operate.